Mornings, Heart and Soul.
This is my station.
It is 7:33 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. 7:33, hashtag best of Nam time. But we do have a problem in the city of Windhoek, Sekwan. As a matter of fact, City of Windhoek announced water crisis restrictions as part of a drought response plan. And residents, businesses will be required to save 10% of the consumption effective the 1st of July. And I just don't think we understand how serious this problem is right now. But you know what? That's why we have OC Lydia Amutenya, pardon me, the section head, corporate communications, PRO, from the City of Windhoek, just to contextualize this rather pending issue for us. OC Lydia, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, and thank you for having me. How are you this morning?
We are good.
Yeah, we're good.
Lydia. Listen, let's get right into it, Lydia. I know that there have been conversations about you know, water issues, you know, but it's almost as if it's a thing that is far, man.
Yeah, it can't be that bad.
It can't be that bad. But let's contextualize this problem for us. The problem of water. First things first, OC Lydia, where or what are our reliable sources of water, and what is their current capacity? Let's just start there.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity to again have a discussion on this topical issue at hand, which is water saving, water scarcity facing the central area of Namibia, in which Windhoek is. So the water that we consume in Windhoek, 75% of our water comes from our national water utility, NamWater. Under normal circumstances. When I'm talking about normal circumstances, I'm talking about normal situation where we have normal rainfall and we get our normal water supply from NamWater as per the requirement. So what we consume in the city, 75% of that comes from NamWater. Then the other 20% we eventually come from our reclamation plant operated by Windhoek. And then the other 5%, remaining 5%, comes then from our aquifer. That is during normal water supply. Currently, as we speak, we rely heavily on the City of Windhoek boreholes with 40% of our water coming from the boreholes, our aquifer. And then we get we are getting below 40% from NamWater in terms of surface water, and the other remaining is coming from our reclamation plant. Now, the three dam system that we always refer to, where our water, that 75% I initially mentioned, come from, is coming from those three dams, Omatako, Vanbach, and Swakopmund. Those are dams that are supplying the central area of Namibia. And as we speak, since last year, we have already been notified by our water supply utility, NamWater, that we do not have sufficient water in those three dams to meet our usual demand in the central area of Namibia. And Windhoek is the major consumer in the central area of Namibia because of our population. Our population is hovering around 400,000, and our consumption is actually high as a result of being the largest consumer in this area. So being the largest consumer, we are then required to make more effort, although everybody else is expected to, you know, come to the table and contribute. We are required to at least save 10% of our consumption, as declared by council last year already, May, June, to say we should declare category C of water scarcity as per the water demand management plan of the City of Windhoek, because that plan indicates that under normal water supply, we are at category A. When the supply is not so well, we are supply alert, and that is category B. Then we have category C, water scarcity, and then there's category D, severe water scarcity, and the last category which is water crisis. So as the categories go down, the situation is getting worse. And we are now at sea, and we are actually saying in reality on the ground, we are not even at sea because we have passed by the actual allowable water consumption, and we have never saved the 10% that is required since we have started. Mm-hmm. Maybe just to give it a bit of statistic in to indicate, when we talk about 10%, what exactly are we talking about? We are talking about the fact that on a weekly basis, our demand target was supposed to be 422,000 cubic liters of water per week for Windhoek. So we should not go beyond that 422,000 kiloliters of water in Windhoek per week. However, as we speak now, our actual consumption is usually hovering around 506,000 kiloliters of water per week. And that shows that we are consuming more than we are supposed to. As a result, we are actually being reminded of the severe scarcity situation and how does that have an impact on our daily water usage. And we are then therefore required to save.
Yeah,
your question of what is our capacity, how are we doing?
Mm.
As I mentioned, the water reclamation plant is contributing to this water we are consuming in Windhoek. And at the moment, on a daily basis, this plant is producing 18,000 cubic liters of water per day. And the borehole scheme, it's producing 26,000 cubic liters of water per day. And then we are getting from now water around about 26,000 cubic liters of water per day as well. So if you put that in percentage, then you will see that we are getting roughly close to 40% of our water consumption from our surface water from NAM water, and then the other 40% is coming from the city of Windhoek borehole scheme, and then the remaining 20% is then coming from our water reclamation plant.
But you know what I'm actually curious about, Lydia, it's just like, how is it actually possible that the sources of water are so low if we had somewhat of a lengthy rainy season? Did the rain not help at all?
Yeah, well, I cannot really say that it was not helpful, but you know, as I mentioned, these dams that are supplying us with water,
the three dam system,
are scattered within the central area of Namibia. And if the rain did not flow into those catchment areas leading to these dams that are supplying us, we might have seen that it's raining, for instance, here in Windhoek, and that water probably never really reached where it's supposed to be in terms of our catchment area to the dams that are supplying us. But we should also take note that at the moment we have been drinking from, we've been depleting our, for instance, let's say our borehole water, we have been over-extracting from our aquifer since last year already in June. You might remember that we have issued the notice last year.
Yeah, in May already.
Informing the public about that if you see a difference in water color, taste, and smell, don't be alert. This is water is fit for human consumption. It's just that we are now pumping, using more water from our boreholes, especially in the various different areas of the city. Now, that came as a result of realizing that we cannot meet our demand with the normal water supply that we get from our water supply because of the lack of or insufficient flow into those dams.
Oh, so Lydia, just hold that thought for us. Let's just quickly take a small break, and then we're going to get back into this conversation. Very important conversation that we're having with the City of Windhoek spokesperson, but also at the same time, the section head for corporate communications, PRO, Lydia Amutenga. We'll be back in a bit. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Is your business maximizing its return on surplus cash? In a competitive...
Loving the sound that you're giving.
Fresh Wednesdays on 102.9, okay. Namibia's heart and soul.
This is my station.
It's 7:45 on Namibia's Art and Soul. We are continuing with this conversation with Osi Lydia Amutenya, the section head for corporate communications with the city of Windhoek, about a plan that was announced, the water crisis restrictions as part of a drought response plan, where residents and businesses will be required to save 10% of their consumption effective from the 1st of July. Osi Lydia, you're still there with us?
Yes, right. I'm still here. Maybe let me quickly just finish off where I left off in terms of saying for our dams, we are told that one good rain season can be sufficient to help us in that regard.
Okay.
But as for the Windhoek aquifer, that requires at least three good rain seasons for them to get back to their normal capacity. So that then shows us that even if you see that it's raining, and you have realized that also we had a very hot temperature beginning of this year already, or since end of last year and beginning of this year.
That so is
when
true.
It started raining, we also really still have people utilizing more water than initially anticipated because of the heat that we have been experiencing. So we being the major consumers in the central area of Namibia, we are in this situation. This is not the first time. I think by now it's supposed to be a lifestyle in terms of how we utilize water in Windhoek. It's not something that we do when we are told there's no water. It should actually come automatically because we are used to this situation by now. It's not the first time that we are facing a water scarcity situation.
Right.
Although I should say this year seems to be more severe compared to the previous years that we had.
Now, Lydia, you mentioned that usual consumption stands about 400 more or less 1,000 per week for Windhoek, and now actual consumption is standing at around over 500,000 per week. Can you quantify the amount of water that we may have left, whether in months or years, if we continue with the current rate of consumption
per week?
Without scaring the residents and all the stakeholders that depend on the city for water supply, it's very important to mention that the beginning of this year already, our water supply, our back water supply, NAM Water, has indicated that the water that is left in the dam, if we don't get sufficient rainfall into or inflow into those dams, can actually get us up to May 2025. That is next year. Now, in terms of the city, in terms of our capacity, we are talking about other two sources, that is now reclamation and of course the aquifer, and I think we should just hold on to that thought because soon and very soon, I think beginning of May, mid-May there, we will again be able to be told through the our water supply NAM water, when they do what we called an outlook analysis on our water supply for the next year. So they will then be able to look at what we have available and do those projections to inform us that what is available now can get us to up to which level.
But
for now, what we should take note of is that we need to deal with the issue at hand by saving every drop of water because it counts.
Yeah, no, that's actually a really good point because it leads into my next question. What does the municipality need the residents of Windhoek to do in order to avert this situation?
Well, we only need the public to understand that water is precious and finite resource, that its scarcity poses a significant challenge to community worldwide, including Windhoek. And of course, the declaration of water scarcity category C is a critical reminder that the water conservation is not just a personal responsibility, but a collective one. So it's important and imperative for all residents, businesses, and institutions to understand that the gravity of the situation and, of course, actively engage in reducing water consumption. And we can start with a simple action like fixing your leaks, using water-saving fixture, and, of course, adopting water-efficient practices that can make substantial differences. We are talking about small things like when you are brushing your teeth and your tap is running, or you spend more time in the shower. We are saying at least don't take more than 5 minutes in the shower. And those people that still washes their vehicle at home, please use a bucket rather instead of using a hose pipe to clean up or to wash your vehicle. Mm. And if you don't, you can take your car to the commercial car wash that has water efficient equipment to be able to return that water back to the system. And we are saying most of the water is lost through leaks, undetected leaks, and we need to make it a point to always monitor our water meters by closing it off and quickly checking if those numbers on your meters are actually running. So if you close off your water supply inside your property, be it a business or a house, and you go check on the meter and you see it's running, then it means you might have a leak that you need to attend to,
uh-huh.
and you need to attend to it promptly. Because if you don't, you're not only paying a lot of money, but you are actually stepping away from the resource that is already depleted. And we all need to collectively work towards saving every drop of water.
All right. Now,
so together, yeah. we can ensure that our water resource are actually managed wisely to meet our demands today and, of course, in
That's
the future. But we need to start today.
All right.
You have not started already. Let's start today and now by saving every drop of water.
Okay.
Also, Lydia, 5 minutes in the shower. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time and your expertise. Or less, even for that matter.
You know what?
Then we must just call it a cowboy then. Yeah.
You know what also gets to me? It's just how, like, when you know when people are brushing their teeth, right? Mm. And then the water is still running.
Yeah, why?
Why?
Why? Yeah.
But yeah.
Don't worry, Lydia. Leave it to us. We will scold our people nicely
from now on. Yes, please.
One of our favorite PROs, corporate communications head honchos,
yeah.
Lydia Mutenya. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate your work. Please extend our greetings to the friends at City of Ventiflores.
Thank you, sir. Have a lovely day ahead.
All right. Bye-bye. Where you wanna go, baby?